This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Raycon. Listen, if you want to find out how to get a great deal on a pair of Raycon earbuds, keep listening to this episode. Coming up on episode number 1321, I'm amazed it's taken me that many episodes to finally get to this band. They've been a favorite of mine since the 70s, since late 70s, early 80s when I first started listening to them. You just don't hear a lot of covers of or by them, but we're going to remedy all that today. Coming up on today's show, it is the music of Sparks in honor of Ron Mayall's 75th birthday. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for
greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 12th, 2020. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, where we celebrate the work of a single artist or band. That band is from California, and then for a little while from the UK, a band called Sparks. Two brothers, Russell and Ron Mayall, grew up in California. Both pursuing careers in the arts, but not necessarily in music, more in directing and film and stuff like that, but found their way into music. And Ron Mayall is the kind of the silent partner. He's the teller of the band Sparks. Russ Mayall is the front man, the vocalist, and the very bombastic, very extroverted lead singer of the band, while Ron just kind of hangs back and stays quiet, but writes a majority of the band's music, does the most of the arrangement, that sort of thing, and is just an incredible talent. I actually got to meet these guys when I was a wee little lad, maybe 12 or 13, got to go to California and go on set while my aunt worked for Dick Clark. And they were doing American Bandstand, recording back-to-back-to-back episodes. And so I met, why can I not remember his name? Richard Simmons. I met Christopher Atkins from the Blue Lagoon, who was recording an album at that time. And I met the Brothers Sparks, the Brothers Mayall, which was the highlight of that day by every aspect. It was so cool. And anyway, let's get to their music here. Not a lot of bands cover them, but a lot of bands are influenced by them. You'll know some big ones here. Let's start things off, though, with a cover of Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. This is by Nico Case from her 2009 collection, Middle Cyclone. Here is Nico Case.
Not for the both of us. Body, baby, who's gonna leave? on something.
From the expanded version of their Big Beat album from 1976. That's Sparks covering the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Not a band that's known for a lot of covers, or a band that's not known for a lot of covers, especially when you've got a songwriter like Ron Mayall. You don't need to do a lot of covers. You've got such a great library of stuff that that you got to put out. So it's hard to get the will to do covers when you've got so much material to work with. Sparks, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Before that, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. Easily one of Sparks' biggest songs, famously covered by Justin Hawkins of The Darkness. This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. That version, though, covered by Heaven's Gate, that one from their 1998 album, Planet E. Great version right there. Gemma Ray, before that, with Eaten by the Monster of Love. Great deep cut right there from her 2012 album, Island Fire. And then we start off things with Nico Case, I think from an expanded version of her Middle Cyclone album, which was just huge for her from 2009, a cover of Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. Before we get to more Sparks, let's get to this. It's time for the sponsor of Coverville. And it was funny, the backing song I'm going to use is a Sparks instrumental. So we're going to do that one right there. The sponsor today is Raycon. Listen, I love my Raycon earbuds. These things are fantastic. And when you're looking for a set of earbuds, there's several things that you have to consider, right? You've got to consider comfort. First and foremost, if these things don't feel comfortable in your ears, then what are you doing? Raycons feel fantastic, very comfortable in your ears, and they've got a bunch of different rubber tips that you can put on that keep them well seated and block out other noise, other sound. You also, of course, sound is a big issue. You want to be able to hear what you want to listen to without listening to what everybody else in the room is listening to. If you're working out, you want some earbuds that are going to block out all of that other noise. Plus, other people may not want to listen to what you're listening to as well. So, of course, you want them to be able to provide great sound and kind of block that all that out. And you want a great price. Raycons cost about less than half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market. They sound just as amazing, too, as the other audio options out there. the current model, the newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds are their best ones yet. 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, a whole lot more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise-isolating fit. Here's the deal. I've been using these things for about a month now, and I'm using these more often than the other pair that I have, which, let's just say, they're white. They're white, they're expensive, but these are comfortable, they're inexpensive, they sound great, sound just as good as any other earbuds on the market, if not better than most other earbuds on the market, and they are from Raycon. Here's the deal. I want you to get a great deal on a pair of Raycon earbuds. Now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/coverville. That's buyraycon, RAYCON.com/coverville for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. That's buyraycon.com/coverville. Do it today. All right, so we played I Want to Hold Your Hand by Sparks. Let's get to another one of their covers. This was from the early career, right? Their first couple albums. And what's cool about those first couple albums, right now you can actually get a double a CD that's got both of their first two albums, Sparks and A Woofer in Tweeter's Clothing, both on the same album. This one comes from the second of those two, A Woofer in Tweeter's Clothing, their second album from 1972. What's great about this, it's a cover of such a terrific show tune, one that you would not expect to be covered by a weird California alt-rock cover band, or not cover band, alt-rock band. Here are Sparks and their cover of Do Re Mi. Amateur Hour. Yes, that is Russell Mayall's vocals you're hearing right there with the band Erasure. That one from a Sparks album called Plagiarism, where they went back and did covers of a lot of their big songs. Actually, a lot of their songs, some big, some small, some deep cuts, but also some hits. It's a really, really cool album, and I wish a lot of bands would go back and revisit some of their older stuff with fresh eyes or with new arrangements, because it's like a cover, but it's by the original artist. It's a recover, is what we call that. Sparks and Erasure with Amateur Hour. A song about puberty, actually. That's what the lyrics are about. The number one song in heaven, that's the title of that one. Originally done by Sparks and produced very famously by Giorgio Moroder. One of Giorgio's greatest productions was that album, Number One in Heaven, and that song, the number one song in heaven. That band performing it is Parallax from their Recovery album from 2013. Signals before that with a cover of Angst in My Pants from their Ecstatic Winter Volume 2 compilation. And we start things off with Sparks and a cover of The Sound of Music's Do Re Mi, that one from their album A Woofer in Tweeter's Clothing, released in the early 70s. I think 1972, those first two albums were released, back when bands were releasing two albums a year at times. And yeah, Sparks were pretty much glam rock back then, before they kind of got into art rock and stuff like that. Let's get to the last set of music here. We're going to start off with a prediction. This is a song all about predictions, performed by the band Collider from a tribute to Sparks called Amateur Hour, a global tribute to Sparks. Here's their cover of I Predict.
You're gonna take my walk in the rain and you're gonna get Yes, this song will fade out, and this song will fade out. Yes, this song will fade out. I predict, and this song will fade out. Yes, this song will fade out. Yes, this song will fade out. I predict.
Oh, man. Nostalgia. What is this? I'm how to swear you're on the wall. Wanna say
great lyrics about how pop stars, celebrities can influence everybody to start looking like them. That's not Nastasia. That's by a band called Big Beat, featuring Albert Resonox. That one from a tribute that came out in 2007, a tribute to Sparks called A Rainbow Over the Freeway. And you can still find copies of that somewhere online. Sparks, with the contribution they made to one of those magazine ride-alongs, Uncut's White Riot, Volume 2, a tribute to The Clash. It's funny to hear a band covering, you'd think, an uncoverable song, right? The song that is named after the band. And this actually was the song that The Clash wrote, that Joe Strummer wrote when they kicked Mick Jones out of the band. And Mick Jones was like, fine, I'm going to go start my own band. Joe Strummer said, no, you know what? Fine, do it. But we're going to write a song that reminds people who we are and that we're The Clash and you're not. We are The Clash, covered there by Sparks from the Uncut White Riot Volume 2 compilation. Before that, Laszlo Bain with a cover of Sherlock Holmes. That one came out back in 2012 on his Guilty Pleasures from the 80s, Volume 1. Now, Laszlo Bain is the guy who did the theme song to the TV show Scrubs and worked a lot with Colin Hay on both an episode of Scrubs as well as on a couple tracks on the album that came out before. I think he actually on this one does cover Overkill as well, which he also covered on the show. And we started off with Collider and their cover of I Predict, which does not fade out, much to the disagreement of the final prediction of that song. That one from a tribute to Sparks called Amateur Hour, and that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, you want to get in touch with me? Hopefully you enjoyed this. Hopefully if you're not familiar with Sparks, hopefully you enjoyed checking out some of these songs that you'd never heard before. And go check out the originals. Go listen to some of their greatest hits, some of their best albums. For me, it's Propaganda, Big Beat, Kimono My House, that whole set of albums that they recorded in the UK. Easily my favorites. So go check out more Sparks. Their lyrics are fantastic. If you listen to them, read the lyrics along with the music. That is going to do it. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com. You can also visit the website, coverville.com. It's got everything you could possibly want in a cover song repository website. Former or old episodes of the show, as well as ways to support the show. New t-shirts coming soon. There's also a bunch in the store right now. Go to coverville.com and check out what's in the shop. If you become a Coverville citizen, by the way, by supporting me on Patreon, you get a monthly coupon to use in the store. And here's a little tip. Those coupons are stackable. So if you save up a bunch of those coupons, you can put them all towards something, maybe even get a t-shirt for free if you wait long enough. Check it out, coverville.com, or Patreon is at patreon.com/coverville. We'll be back on Friday with another Guess the Connection episode. Until then, as Brian Abbott saying, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Big thanks to Raycon for their support of this program. Check out the deal you can still get. I told you about this like 15 minutes ago on the show. Buyraycon.com/Coverville.